Now, verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Let's pray. Father, help us now to teach the word of God. I pray that you be with our tongue, be with our mind. Help us, empower us, and enable us to teach the word of God simply and sincerely. May we do it in such a way that it be a benefit and a help to the hearer. We'll thank you. We'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I wish I could remember what I said the first time. I just repeat myself, but I don't have a clue. So I'm just going to have to do it all over again. Exodus 20:12, which is the fifth commandment. Five is the number of death in the Bible. If you read most of the commentaries, they'll say on numerology, they'll tell you that the number five is the number for grace. But out of the several hundred references that deal with the number five, there's only one place where grace is manifested. And even then, there are five bleeding wounds, and a man is fixing to die. Grace is the number of death. Now, this fifth commandment is the first commandment with promise of life. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Ephesians 6:1 said, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, dishonor your mom, dishonor your dad, die at an early age. Just that simple. Honor thy father and thy mother, live long. That's pretty serious. And so God takes people's relationship to their parents very, very seriously. If showing proper respect and honor to your mom and dad will get you a long life, showing disrespect and dishonor get you an early grave, then it's a very important subject. Amen. Now, you live in a day and age when everything humanly possible is being done to undermine children's respect, admiration, trust, and honor for their parents. The public educational institutions want children to confide in the school system. They want to teach children what's right and wrong. Of course, they just want to do it in a general way. But the public school system has children get in the magic circle, you know, down in grade school, and talk about things that are done at home. And they tell the children, now, you can't tell anybody outside the magic circle what we talked about, especially mom and dad. Now, that goes on in public schools all across this nation. It's a tragedy. Because respect for mom and dad is one of the foundations of society, of civilization. And so I want to talk to you for just a few minutes about this commandment to honor thy father and thy mother. So, first of all, what does it mean to honor mom and dad? Well, what that means is that all your kids get together and buy a great big present, bake a great big cake, invite all your friends over, and throw a party in my honor. That's honor your... Now, that's not what it means. It's not a bad idea. But that's not what the verse means. Honor here, all through the Bible, has to do with showing respect to mom and dad. And there's any number of ways that you can show that respect. And there's a lot of ways you can not show it. To honor means to venerate, to hold in esteem, to exalt to a position or place of respect. Now, somebody's going to say, well, if you knew my mom, if you knew my dad, you wouldn't honor them. That's not true. That Bible, not one time, not anywhere, does it ever say, honor the good ones. It just says, honor thy father and thy mother. That's the one that God saw fit to let bring you into this world. And you're supposed to honor them. Amen? You say, well, what if they're rascals? What if they're scoundrels? What if they're sorry white trash? Honor them anyway. Now, don't misunderstand. Honor never means that you have to agree with. It does not mean you have to approve of. It does not mean you have to participate in. But you do have to honor. Amen. Now, my dad's here tonight. He's 177. Bernice said he was 277. Now, I'm supposed to honor my father. I'm 54 years old. I'm not a little kid anymore. But I'm still supposed to honor my father. Now, suppose my dad does something I don't like, or has a lifestyle I don't approve of, or has a habit I don't like, or any number of things that we would disagree about. Do I have to knuckle under and agree with him in order to show honor? No, I don't. I can agree with anything. I can dislike and disapprove of anything he wants to do. But if I honor him, I'm still going to say yes, sir, and no, sir. I'm still going to speak respectfully. Amen. I'm not going to get mad and cuss and swear at him, threaten him, throw things at him. I have run from him, but... say, because of who he is, because of what he is, not because of what he does, I show honor. I was in the military. Brother Mark was in the military. Tommy was in submarines. And in the military, enlisted people salute officers. And sometimes them little guys would come by there, and they're just wet behind the ears, just little green pups. They don't know any little ensigns and stuff. And here you've been in 15, 18, 20 years. You're a salty old sea dog, you know, and you got to salute that little whippersnapper. Kind of irks you sometimes, you know. And sometimes you get to know them, and they're just jerks, just absolute jerks. Arrogant, self-centered, conceited, egotistical, just little nerds. But you got to salute them. You know, what you're doing, you're showing them an honor. You're showing them respect. Not because of who they are, but what they are. They say, you salute the uniform. You don't salute the man in the uniform. Now, honor to your mom and dad is like that to a large extent. Because of who they are, they're your mother, they're your father. They are entitled to respect. You can disagree with anything. You just have to do it in the right way. Amen? When they come by, you're supposed to salute. You're supposed to give them honor. They're supposed to have that place of esteem in your life. You ought to listen to them out of respect. You don't have to agree with them, and you don't have to obey if you don't live in their house anymore. We'll get to that in a minute. But you're supposed to honor your father and your mother. Now, over in Luke, there's a story over there about some scribes and Pharisees that dishonored their mom and dad. And the Lord said, talking to these people and rebuking them because they said that whatsoever their parents might be profited, it was a gift. And the idea is these people were in a position to financially take care of their aging mom and dad. But they didn't do it. And their way out of it was, they said, what we were going to use to take care of you, we've donated that as a gift to God. See? They're just dodging it. And Jesus said, you transgress the commandments of God by your tradition. Those people were showing disrespect and dishonor for their mom and dad. Your mom and dad brought you into the world, took care of you, and raised you up, changed your diapers and fed your belly and put shoes on your feet. Now when it comes time to honor them, you know what you do? You return the favor. Amen. Now, I'm only 98.8% against nursing homes and old folks' homes. I think that sometimes, under some circumstances, some people have problems that need medical attention, certain functions that can only be provided properly in a right place where they have trained personnel. And maybe there's some circumstance. But generally speaking, 98.8% of the time, you ought to take care of that mom and dad at home. Amen. You know what you're doing? You're showing honor to them for the life they gave you, the upbringing they gave you. That's their due. Somebody say amen. And boy, it'd be hard with my dad. I'll tell you that. I'd have to pray about long and hard. But... Now, a child's duty to his parents. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1, the Bible said, children, obey your parents. That's a commandment. Children are to obey mom and dad. Obedience is a sign of respect. It's a sign of honor. It's saying, you're the authority. You're the knowledge. You're the wisdom. And I submit to it. That's to show honor to the elder. And that's the way it ought to be. To disobey is to dishonor mom and dad. Now, kids these days don't think a thing about dishonoring mom and dad or disobeying mom and dad. And they get a lot of that out of that public school they attend. Because down there, they teach them that they have a right to their own opinion and they have a right to make their own decisions. No, you don't. Not as long as you're under daddy's roof, you don't. Now, when you want to move out, get a job, pay your own way, pay your own bills, then you do it your way. But as long as you are under daddy's roof and get your living from his labor, then you do it his way. You say, well, I don't agree with him. Who cares? In the first place, God gave you a mom and a daddy because they're older than you. And being older than you, they're wiser than you. They've experienced more than you. They have better judgment than you. So that when you would be foolish and childish, they intercede and override. I think the dumbest thing in the world is watching some mom or something down at the grocery store in the mall trying to talk to a child, trying to let it make its own decision about what it wants. Man, under about 10 or 11 years old, we don't ask them what they want. We give them what they want. Amen. And about 10 or 11, somewhere along in there, you begin to consider what they want. But up till then, man, you dictate. Don't care what they want. Now, when children disobey mom and dad, you know what they've said? I'm smarter than you. I'm wiser than you. I see it more clearly than you see it. My will is more important than your will. Amen. To disobey is to disrespect. Kids say, Well, I love you, Mama, but no buts about it. You're supposed to do what you're told. Children, obey your parents. Now, that's not a difficult concept to understand. It may be difficult to live and to put into practice. But everybody understands it. But our human nature doesn't like it. I don't know what it is in us. We just hate for somebody to tell us what to do. Or equally bad, we hate for somebody to tell us what we can't do. Tell us we can't, we would bust a gut to get it done. Amen? So I don't know what it is. I wish we weren't that way, but we are. But children are encouraged not to honor parents in our day and age. And that's a great, great tragedy. Now, the great example of honoring your father and mother is found in Luke chapter 2, verse 51. Jesus has been found by Joseph and Mary, and they're taking him with them now, and they're going back home. And it says, and he went with them and was subject unto them. You know what Jesus Christ did? He obeyed. He was submissive to. Now, we're talking about God incarnate in human flesh. We're talking about the great God of glory, the creator of heaven and earth, in a human body, being in submission to two sinful mortals. You know what he did? He honored his father and mother. And he did it by obedience. You see, to say, I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. Oh, you're the greatest mom in the world. You're the best dad in the world. Hey, buy you one of them little pens that says number one mom, you know, and all that stuff. And doesn't mean a hill of beans if your actions say, I don't care what you say, I don't care what you do, I'm going to do my own thing. Mouth says one thing, life says something else. And like the proverb says, your life speaks so loud I can't hear what your mouth says. Amen. We need children to learn how to honor their father and their mother. And it starts with obedience. Now, the Bible's a harsh book sometimes. I've been accused of being a harsh preacher or a hard preacher, and I don't really think I'm any of those things. I think I'm a really nice guy. I don't know what happens between the time I say it and when you hear it, but there's something happens. Well, I'm not near as rough as this book. You know what the Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 18 through 21? That Bible said, well, if your son is stubborn or rebellious, a drunkard or a glutton. Stubborn, rebellious. You know what it said? It said, take him out and stone him to death. That's pretty rough. Why don't you try that on some of these pseudo-intellectual, psychological bimbos running around in 1999? They don't want you to tell a kid to shut up. They want you to say, hush. I don't know what the difference is. Both of them mean stop talking. But if you ever try this, hush now. Shh, hush. And the kid just keeps on doing it. And then you get talking and you say, shut up! That'll work. Shrinks are nuts, man. I'm telling you, they're nuts. I didn't know one time. I was listening to Dr. Ruckman tape one night. I don't know what tape it was or what it was about. But he got to rambling. And he's just rambling someplace. And he got to talking about, you know, he raised three boys for 15 years without a wife. And he said he was going someplace one time and the kids were in the back seat and they were fussing and fighting and bickering. And he had fussed at them and hollered at them and rearranged them and all this, that, and the other. And they just kept it up and said, man, they finally got on his nerves so bad. And one of them did something, said he just reached back across the seat and just slapped everything he could find. He said, didn't even look to see which one, he just slapped them all. I said, yes! I felt like doing that a million times, man. Anybody that's ever raised kids have been there. Anyway, where was I at? Deuteronomy 21:18. Now, our generation fosters rebellion. We teach that it's normal to be a rebel. It's not. Historically, it wasn't proper or accepted or the norm for young people to be rebellious. That's a brand new thing. For centuries and centuries and centuries, girls were brought up in a certain way, and they understood that their life was to be the life of a domestic. And boys were brought up, and 99 times out of 100, they followed in their father's footsteps. They worked an apprenticeship and learned the trade, or they learned the farm, or whatever it was. And there never was a period of rebellion. They grew up knowing what their lot in life was and in whose footsteps they would follow. This thing about teenagers reaching that, what they call the rebellious stage, that's a brand new phenomenon. And it's fostered and encouraged by television and movies and school. If most kids were homeschooled, you'd see 90% of all the rebellion disappear. Amen. If you didn't mix your little brats with everybody else's little brats so they all the little brats could talk about what all the little brats are doing, they wouldn't be near as bratty. Now, children need to honor father and mother. Why? Because if you do, God promises long life. That's the only commandment out of the 10 that has a promise attached to it to make you live longer. How many of y'all want to live a long time? I want to live a long time. And not only do I want to live a long time, I want to live a healthy long time. I don't want to live a long time flat on my back with 47 problems, can't do this, can't do that, can't go, no quality of life. Length of life without quality of life is being imprisoned, what it amounts to. I can do without that. I want to live a long time, but I want to live a long time healthy. Amen? So I figure what you do is you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't chew, and you be good to mom and dad. Now, he promised long life. Ephesians 6:3 said, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first promise with commandment. Psalm 34:13-14 said that he that loveth many days, keep thy tongue. You want to live a long time? Watch your mouth. Deuteronomy 24:14-15. Admonishes you to keep a perfect weight and a just measure that thy days may be lengthened. So honesty and integrity lengthen life. Watching your mouth lengthens life. Proverbs 3:13-16 said, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Length of days is in her hand. So to have personal wisdom adds to length of life. 1 Kings 3:14 said, walk in my ways, and I will lengthen thy days. To obey God's commandments lengthens life. So there are a number of things. You know, everybody's saying, what can you do to live longer? Take Dr. Wallach's elixir and all that, you know, and take this diet, take that diet, don't eat high fats, eat high protein, get a lot of fiber, and everybody's got their idea, you know. Let me tell you how to live a long time. Watch your tongue. Walk in God's commandments. Practice being wise. And honor thy father and thy mother. Amen. God promised you to live a long time. Now, when it said, obey your parents, you got to ask this question. How long, O Lord? How long do we have to obey mom and dad? The second question is, how long do I have to honor mom and dad? Now, they're not the same thing, even though to disobey is to dishonor. You can honor mom and dad, and you should honor mom and dad as long as they breathe. I personally believe, though I can't prove this, I personally believe that you ought to honor them after they're gone. I don't think you ought to speak ill of them to people after they're dead. What good does it serve? What point does it serve? Amen? I think you ought to honor them even after they're gone. Honor their memory. They gave you life. But what about the obedience? When do you stop obeying mom and dad? It's really quite simple. When you move out. You got it? Listen, pal. When the federal government puts money in the schools, they dictate to the schools. The guy who pays controls. That's just the way life is. The reason your local school system is such a disaster is because it takes federal money. And so the federal government dictates curriculum. If you don't want us to take away your federal dollars, you've got to teach this and this and this and this. You've got to teach sex education or we'll take our money back. You got to teach diversity or we'll take our money back. See, the guy with the purse strings is in control. Well, that's not only the way it is, that's the way it should be. The guy that's paying the bill has privilege. So if mom and dad are footing the bills, if the clothes on your back and the shoes on your feet came from somebody else's pocketbook, if the food in your belly came from somebody else's labor, if the roof over your head was provided by another, you're indebted. You say, well, I don't like his rules. Move out. I'm just serious of a heart attack. You don't like the way they do it? There's the door. Now, you'd be a whole lot smarter to stay and obey. But you're to obey mom and dad until you start your own household. As long as you're in their house, then they're to be obeyed. Let me tell you a mistake parents make. Well, they make a lot, but I'm just going to talk about a couple. One, they give allowances, and you should never do that. You should never give a kid an allowance. He feels like a hireling. And you should never charge a kid room and board. They say, well, when my kid gets 18 or when he graduates from high school, we're going to let him live at home, but we're going to charge him $50 a week or $100 a month or whatever it is to stay here. When you do that and he pays to stay, he's no longer yours. He's a boarder. And if he pays his rent, he has the right to come and go as he or she pleases to come and go. You can't rent a room or an apartment to somebody and then tell them when they can come and go and how they must live. They rent it from you. Amen? So you don't rent your house to your children. My oldest daughter stayed at home till she was 28. I never charged her a dime. You know why? Because as long as she lived there, she had to obey my rules. And she couldn't say, well, listen, I pay rent all my room. You can't tell me. She didn't pay rent, and I could tell her. And I did tell her. Amen. So obedience to parents is as long as you're supported by the parents. Normally, until you start your own household. Supposed to be at marriage, because kids move out these days without getting married, you know. But as long as you live there, obey. Honor is forever. You never get old enough to dishonor your mom and dad. I had to bite my tongue a time or two in front of mine. Well, he just aggravated me no end. And I mean, I got chewing my lip. Steam coming out of my ears. So what'd you say? Thing to do is to honor. It is never right to dishonor your mother, your father. And if you will honor them, God will honor you. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Our nation is in a lot of trouble, because we have a generation of young people that don't show any honor or respect to anybody. And least of all, to mom and dad. They got more respect for school teachers than they do for their parents. They got more respect for their teenage buddies who are as dumb as they are than they do for mom and dad. Amen. And that's a great tragedy, because it, to some extent or to some degree, removes the blessing of God off our land. And that's a tragedy. I don't know about you, but I wish that we could have all the blessings of God. I want him to dump the honey bucket out right on top of America, and I want to stand under the spout. And so anything that hinders the blessings of God, I'm against. We need a generation of moms and dads that'll do a couple of things. He says, it's not all the children's fault. Sometimes moms and dads make it very easy to show disrespect. They make it very easy to dishonor. That Bible said, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Mamas and daddies can be so overbearing and so abusive that children rebel. I'm not saying it's right for them to do it. I'm just saying they will. That's the reason you need some wisdom in how to raise children. We don't need to deliberately provoke them to wrath. We need some parents that know how to parent, that can instill honor and respect. And you do that through the way you live and the way you conduct your life. If you live honorable and conduct yourself honorably, you tend to get treated honorably. Amen? I've heard more than one lady over the years say, or heard it in sermons, they say, if a woman dresses like a lady and acts like a lady and carries herself like a lady, generally she gets treated like a lady. Dress like a slut and act like a slut and get treated like a slut. Our actions beget reactions. So if we want honor from our children, we must be honorable. We must live our lives in such a way that they see that in us and mimic what they see. Amen. I'm afraid all too often, and it's no excuse, I'm not making excuses, but all too often, a lot of the problem is caused by parents who are ill-mannered, rash, overbearing, unruly, ill-tempered. They contribute to the problem. Somebody say amen. Now, I hate to get off on blaming the parents for what kids do, because I think I'm a Texan, you know, every tub's got to stand on its own bottom. But in those things, we can contribute to the problem. As adults and as parents,
let's make sure that we live the kind of life that a child can honor and respect. And then let us demand that honor and respect from them. And as children, let's obey God's commandment and His admonition and honor mom and dad irregardless of who they are or how they behave, because it's the right thing to do. Amen? And if you do that, God will bless. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Let's pray. Father, we thank you now for your goodness and your mercy. And I pray you'd help our young people to realize what a blessing they have. God Almighty has given them a mom and a dad that loves them and cares about them, works and does without to provide for them. Help them to appreciate it and respect it. Show honor to that mom and that dad. My Father, I pray that you'd help us as parents, as grandparents, to be the kind of men and women who have honorable lives and who set honorable examples and who instill those principles and those characteristics in the lives of the younger generation. Help us to do it for the glory of God. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.